Many developing countries live or die economically on the strength of their exports, whether it's these workers in India making auto parts, or these developing software, or coffee plantation workers in Laos, or carpet weavers in Egypt. All have one thing in common. Their most important buyers are people in Europe and other developed regions. Philippe Debac is the Director General of Business Europe, an organization of European Chambers of Commerce.
Well, for most of the countries, the European Union is one of the most, if not the most important business partner for trade, for investment, for imports and for exports.
But as Europe's financial crisis forces governments to cut their budgets and slows economic activity, many consumers have less to spend. And that's having a ripple effect around the world. Even a big economy like China is not immune to Europe's problems. The port of Shanghai is a major gateway for the country's products, but the government announced that its meteoric growth in exports slowed in September due to a drop in demand from Europe and the United States. Economics researcher Zolt Darvas at the Bruegel Research Organization in Brussels says low demand will likely continue for several years in some European countries and maybe for longer.
The impact will largely depend whether the European financial crisis will be contained or whether it will escalate. If it will escalate and Europe ends into a deep recession, then certainly the impact on the rest of the world, not just on emerging countries, but also on U.S. and other advanced countries, will be very, very, maybe very, very adverse.
But former EU economics official Mario Monti notes that the continent still has several strong economies, and he says overall the problem may not be as bad as it appears.
Of course there is a huge combined banking and public budget crisis in several Eurozone member states. However, if we take the Eurozone as an aggregate, the problem is smaller than it is in the US, in the UK, or in Japan.
Monti believes relative economic strength in some areas will help Europe work its way out of the current crisis over time, but that may be small consolation for those who depend on the continent to be a strong market for their products and services. Al Pessin, VOA News, Brussels.